revolution.
CliffCentral.com. There we go. It is a Friday, just a few minutes past nine. I like it. Now I'm kind of feeling the weekend. At first I was like, yeah, it's kind of going slow. What am I going to do? But we're finally here. This is it. My name is Siya Sangwenifin, and thank you so much for having us on. This is Untapped Talent, getting you into the weekend and into the groove of things as well. So I'm not rolling solo today. I'm very, very excited about this. I think it's like the first time I'm sort of doing this. I have a partner in crime for the hour.
Yay!
And she goes by the loud, addictive, contagious smile spirit. That is Jessica.
Hello.
Jessica, how are you doing?
Hello, everybody. This is Jessica Timms, and you are listening to CliffCentral.com.
This is what I love about it. I don't even have to introduce her now. So she's just going with that. How are you doing?
I'm good in yourself, Sia.
Yeah, very, very well. Are we feeling the weekend?
Feeling the weekend, feeling life, feeling the sunshine.
Feeling life. Mm-hmm. We're getting very Guru Pitka right now. So listen, I'll be rolling with Jessica for the whole hour as we continue to just to shine a spotlight on young up-and-coming talent. And I absolutely love her because she's like the right person to talk to. You're a youth presenter.
Yes, youth presenter on SABC One on Yo TV Live. Mm-hmm. So I do Blue Couch on Tuesdays and then Thinking Thursdays on a Thursday.
I think I sort of told you this, but you know that like Blue Couch for me was kind of that show that I needed to be on. It was like the kiddies 3 Talk, because like when 3 Talk came about, I was like, okay, I'm not cool enough or old enough to be on 3 Talk. But Blue Couch, like I thought I just wanted to be on that couch, and it was very Dr. Phil-esque for me.
I know.
Like, I just felt like I needed to sit down with you and you tell me like my whole life situation.
And it's funny because no matter how many presenters Blue Couch has had, Blue Couch is still Blue Couch.
Yeah.
The couch is still blue, didn't turn red, didn't turn green.
Why? What's the saying? Why fix it if it ain't broken?
Why fix it if it ain't broken?
Exactly.
Man? Yeah.
But listen, when and how and why did you get into the industry?
Sure. I got into the industry because I think from a young age, from the age of 8,
mm-hmm.
Fine, this is where I get all Deepak Chopra on you.
Yes.
So I felt the whispers like in the air, always telling me that whatever I do in my life, it's going to involve talking and communicating with people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when you do public speaking speeches at school
and
you don't even have to try hard, but you just get it right.
And it comes naturally.
Yes.
That's like the big sign.
Yeah. Communication to me just felt like that thing I always get right. So I first thought maybe I'd be a lawyer because that involved like big speeches and negotiating in courts, and because Law and Order was a hit at the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That too.
Yeah. And then I thought I'd be a journalist. But obviously I learned to be a journalist. Yeah, there's certain things that come with that. So me going into what I got into, it all just fit. And yeah, TV has just been my first love since I was 8 years old.
So definitely, as we're all chatting about communication right now, mm-hmm. and so if you want to join the conversation, you know what to do. You can tweet us at cliffcentral.com, at Sia _ and at Being Jess, because she's rolling with me now.
Doesn't sound like a reality show. At Being Jess.
Oh my goodness, yes. Now get, oh no, as soon as I thought reality show, I just thought of you having a breakdown on TV and you're crying and like the nation is watching. We don't want to get that traumatic.
We don't want to get fired also from reality shows. Let's not
do that. That's a little jab at a certain someone who's going through a certain number of things, but we'll move past it. You can also chat to us on WeChat. Type connect and message to show, and you can send us your messages. Melissa says, hey guys, well, listen, it's a Friday.
Woo-hoo!
And she can just greet, hey, Melissa, we like that you listen, and so we like that you're here. And also Cindy says, hey, Sia, Cindy here, see you soon. Cindy will actually be at our first birthday party that we're having next week, Friday.
Oh, cool.
Cindy's a listener all the way from Ireland.
Wow.
We love her. She's like our number one super fan. So we'll definitely see you there next week.
We've got our eye on you, Cindy. We've got our eye on you.
Yeah, without sounding like the FBI. Because I was like, where are we going with this exactly?
No FBI vibes. Mm-mm.
Okay, so there you were at the age of 8.
Mm-hmm.
And public speaking and communication really came naturally to you. Were you always the loud one as well in class?
I wasn't the loud, dominant personality.
Yeah.
I was one of those who would observe, feel everybody's rhythm, but when it is my time to speak, I do speak.
Okay.
Yeah. And I hated being the person who would rise so much that I overshadow everyone else.
Okay.
I love to, like I said, just not, like, be part of everybody's rhythm and just enjoy and be part, like a team sort of thing.
Because what I find is often people, and I know, yes, I don't necessarily like to call myself confident because I just think calling yourself anything sounds kind of arrogant.
Yes.
But when you're called confident, there's almost this misinterpretation or connotation of you love attention or
yes.
And I hate that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
To me, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I struggled with that for a while because I'm an only child.
Okay.
So
did you talk to yourself a lot in the
all the time? I spoke to myself in the car on the way here. I spoke to myself in the parking lot. I have monologues with myself all the time.
We are not here to judge. We are the last people to judge. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but being an only child meant I was so used to getting attention in my house
mm-hmm.
that when I step out of the house, I want to do the things I want to do but not have too much attention on me. It was just
yes.
one of those parallels I had to get used to in my life and then realize that attention is not a bad thing. It doesn't make me conceited if I do get attention. So it's one of those things that I did struggle
okay.
with. I'm surprised you mentioned that.
It was one of the weirdest things because even in school, I did public speaking because it was on my own terms. I didn't do debating because I can't stand that.
Oh.
I also did very, very badly in orals because when I have to speak about something that's not authentically me, or if I had to speak about women's rights in the Middle East, I can't do that. And I clam up and I stutter and stammer. I can't stand
sure.
that. But if you want me to speak about how I feel about South Africa, I can definitely stand up and speak for an hour.
Yeah.
It's a very yeah. odd, weird line, but okay, as long as I don't sound crazy and you understand.
Yeah, but I think everyone has those things that they can speak very well about.
Yeah.
If you ask me right now to speak about, I don't know, the headband trend that is coming up now or male kimonos, I might not be able to give you as great of an insight.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me a question about South African youth on an insightful level about, I don't know, where our generation might be going, I might be able to give more insight on that. So people
yeah.
speak well on things that mean something to them. And it's sometimes unfortunate that just because one person speaks better on one thing and not on something else,
mm-hmm.
that we now judge their ability to communicate.
Ooh, totally get you. Viva Jessica, viva. But listen, I know as a public speaker, you had those go-to quotes. Like I remember at our school, it was actually banned. You were banned from using Mahatma Gandhi's quote of be the change you wish to see in the world.
Yeah, I know.
Because it was so corny and everybody used it all the time.
Yeah,
what was your go-to quote?
Sure, I have so many.
Yeah, because I still have mine that I use to this day.
So many. My go-to quote used to be, if not you, who? And if not now, when?
Ooh.
But at the moment now, sure, I've just, there are so many quotes. They're all on Pinterest.
Yeah.
And I've also gotten to this point of not trying to take in so much of what other people's cliches are and just making my own cliches. Make
yeah.
Jessica's own cliches that'll get her through the day.
Jessica's dictionary.
Jessica's
the
dictionary.
We'll somehow make it work. Because I remember like my go-to one, so corny, but I was like, I used to end off every single speech with this. Like,
yeah.
I cannot control what the future, I do not know what the future holds,
mm-hmm.
but I know who holds the future. And that's me. I was like, now that I think about it, I think it's horrible.com. It's one of those things.
Yeah, but it got you through that moment, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And sort of left and you don't even say thank you, like drop the mic and you walk out and you just
drops
like,
mic.
Yeah, no,
Eminem
really.
8
yeah.
Mile. Let's do this.
Woody on WeChat says, hi C and Jessica. Just want to give a shout out to myself, my twin brother and other friends who all share our birthday today. Have a good one.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, okay, Shine.
Happy birthday, Shine.
We see the little triangle little thing of birthdays going on. So listen, from the age of 8, you love public speaking. How was Jessica at school though? What sort of kid was Jessica in school?
Jess was the knobby-kneed, glasses-wearing girl.
Oh, wow.
Who was lucky enough to, in grade 7, be part of the popular clique. And that was just a bad idea.
Why was it?
Because for me, all I ever wanted to do in my life was to be friends with Meredith Derman. And if she's listening.
Oh, my goodness. You still remember her name?
I still remember her name.
That says a lot.
And I don't know. Our paths just crossed. And there I was in the clique with Simone and Meredith. And yeah, we're
taking
over the world.
What was it about Meredith?
She was the girl all the other girls wanted to be like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that was Jess in primary school. And she, she wore glasses from grade 1 until grade 7. So she was just that girl who always wanted to be more. Wanted to be more, be with the cool people. But also, I think she was very brave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was very brave. She spoke up for what she believed in. She would defend people if she needed to do it. She was a very brave girl.
And so from wanting to be with Meredith and try to hang out with the cool kids versus who you are now today, because someone who I see as being so sure of themselves, so headstrong, so comfortable with who they are. Yeah. How was that, navigating that path?
You know, you can headbutt yourself a lot and a lot, but it's tragic when you don't learn from your own mistakes.
Oh, wow.
And you can, you know, no matter how happy a person looks on the outside, you can see when people are not being genuine. Mm-hmm. You can see when they're doing certain things just to make it look like they're okay.
Yeah.
And I always fell into that trap. I always thought, you know, I must do certain things to... Oh, how do I put this? I always felt like I've got to prove myself to everyone else, you know. But then there just comes a point where you realize that there are certain things about you that you just can't change.
Yeah.
You know, you can't change the way your eyes look unless you have money and you really want to do it. But
and that is an intense surgery.
And that is, you know, intense. But there are certain things about you that you can't change and you shouldn't change them. You know, it takes a long time, but you will get to that point where you'll realize that you are all that you have. So might as well just celebrate it because life is really short.
Wow.
It's short. Yeah. It is short.
Yeah.
Shorter than a short bend.
No, no.
It's short, guys.
What an analogy. Okay.
Yeah, no.
And so when did you get into, what is like your first official gig in the industry?
I made it to when Wits University relaunched their radio station.
Yeah.
So I was part of the first group of Voice of Wits. Well, the first new group of Voice of Wits.
Mm-hmm.
I was there with, we had legends. There was DJ So-So. We had Ntato from The Rips was there.
Wow,
we
running had, with The Rips.
Running with The Rips. Ntato was there. We had
Did you
Garabu
see any beatdowns in your time?
Moving swiftly along.
I thought that was a valid question. Moving on.
We had Garabu Nchweng and Musa. They're both from Yo TV.
Mm-hmm.
We had Norma Langa. She's currently on... Scandal. She also did some stuff on Seven Delan. So we had a really strong group. And I happened to be part of that group. That was my first gig. It was also the hardest interview / audition I've ever done.
Wow. What is the process like?
Well, it's simple, but there's a panel. And there, it was a panel interview. And when I got there, they were asking me all these questions. Who do you think are the hottest people in youth culture? What does Steve Biko mean to you? So I gave my answers. And this one guy on the panel was like, sorry, I think that you are generic and I don't think that we are getting any sense of who you are and what you're saying. And I said to him, listen, if you wanted to know who I am, then you would ask me questions about me. So I don't think that I'm generic. I think that your questions are generic. And
that was it.
That was it. And I got into Vowel and did that for a year and a half. And then through that, that's how I found out about the YoTV audition.
Because you hosted the 3 to 6 drive time show.
Yes, I did.
For your first gig, that is an intense gig.
And that was also by chance because I couldn't make the show they gave me, which was the morning show.
Yeah.
Then they said, okay, look, we'll put you as a co-host with Fix. And that's how I ended up on Drive. And Drive was the best time slot because all the stuff in the day has happened. By the time it gets to 3 o'clock, you usually have so much to talk about. So yeah, that
wasn't
was cool.
It intimidating though, or slightly daunting?
It was super intimidating, especially when Fix wasn't there and I had to do the show by myself. I wouldn't tell anybody, but the butterflies in my stomach. I'd be like, no guys, then I'd get someone from news. Don't you want to come and sit on the show with me?
Just come and chat. We'll talk
me.
About the painkiller in the studio or something.
Super intimidating.
Yeah.
I get more butterflies in my stomach for radio than I do for TV.
Why do you think that's so?
Because you're taking somebody into your mind and you're creating this. That's what radio is. It's the science of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt a bit nervous of bringing someone literally into my mind and creating a world for you because I feel like you might not like the world I create for you.
Yeah.
But I've also learned that you can't control what other people think. Mm-hmm. You could have the nicest things to say and someone will still say something nasty. So yeah, you just get over it.
And how do you deal with that though?
Sticks and stones, hey?
It's very hard to say, no, just don't take it personally and you'll move on and you'll try. But it's you. And if someone criticizes that, it's... Or do you... Have you learned how to differentiate?
Men, people criticize Beyonce. People criticize Musi Maimani. People criticize... It's what we do. It's human nature. And if you also see how quick you are to criticize somebody else, mm-hmm. you'll realize that you're wasting your own time being afraid of what other people are going to say. It's a waste of time. You can't control it. Just move on with your life.
Yeah. And this element of... You know, you were in radio, which is very instantaneous, which is now.
Yes.
Like, there's no, maybe can I cover this up, et cetera, et cetera, to now being on live TV.
Hey.
Do you just still feel a buzz from something so spontaneous and live versus maybe if we pre-record and we can edit that out and I can sound better there?
I love live. It's addictive. It's an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
You are forced to think about what you're going to say and to not think and speak, in a disjuncture. Like, some of the new presenters that would come, I'd always tell them, the one thing that makes you cross your words all the time is that you're thinking and speaking all at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you've just got to feel your thoughts and speak afterwards. But I think live is fun, you know, and it's more like life. It's more like real conversation.
It's natural.
There's no cut. There's no, okay, something just fell in studio. Let's redo that.
Yeah.
Life is not like that. So I love live. Love it.
And do you think live also brings out the best of you? Because it's Jess.
That's a good question.
Note to self.
I think that... Oh, hey, what's up? Hello.
Yeah, they're just people milling around the studio waving at us.
Like,
oh, well, we like it too. That's the value of being live.
Note what I just did. I just deflected all the attention of myself into something else.
No. We are. Thank you for pinpointing that. Now I know to go back to the question.
I still need to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You've just asked me something that I haven't ever asked myself, but I think that live TV brings out the best in me, because when I flop on live TV, I can't just act like I didn't just make a fluff or just whatever. So I've learned on live TV to fluff with confidence, and that's, I think, what life is about, you know, make your mistakes with confidence, get over it, move on, you know, and just keep it moving. So live brings out the best in me.
So let's actually also go back to how you got into live TV as well. So you were on Voice of It, that big daunting space of a 3 to 6 show.
Yes.
And then how did you move into TV?
So, remember I told you Karabo Ntsweng also worked there. So she was on YoTV for many, many years.
I grew up with Karabo.
I know. She's her one of those smiley, beautiful. Ah, she's gorgeous, man.
Isn't it weird? There's just something about your child star idols.
Yes.
We're still meeting them. It's kind of like a... You are my childhood. I came back from school and I sat with you, basically.
And she's so grown now. She's on Highveld. You know, she's making inroads. And her and I used to have conversations at Wits all the time. And she asked me, you know, Jess, what do you want to do? And I said to her, look, I really want to pursue a career in TV. And she said, you know, I really want to pursue a career in radio. And I think our friendship just developed there.
Mm-hmm.
And when YoTV was looking for people, then she said to me, you know, hey, but YoTV is looking for people. And that's actually how I knew. But I had the same audition process as everybody else.
Wow.
Yeah,
Was it in front of a panel again?
It was in front of another panel. And Ziggy from Backstage.
Oh, yes.
Now I know he's Charles Matthews. But back then, he was Ziggy from Backstage. And Akunzi was on the panel. And just seeing these people, it was intimidating. But radio gave me that edge to realize that, you know what? It's now or never. Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did it.
And how's it been so far? How would you encapsulate it?
Encapsulating YoTV is a pleasure for me, because... YoTV gives you a sense of self-awareness and an incredible journey that I don't think a lot of TV shows in South Africa can give any TV presenter.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because you're in this environment where one day you're doing live TV, the next day you're doing pre-recorded TV, the next day you're on an ENG shoot. Other days you
hold up now. Let's break up the terminology.
Okay,
ENG.
Because now we're getting
kind of technical.
All right. So if we rewind, an ENG is where you go outside of the studio. So you go cover an event, or you're in the bush with warthogs, you know. Wow. So that's what I love
about getting
Yo
out
TV.
Of your comfort zone.
Yo TV is exactly that. It was getting out of your comfort zone. One day you're talking to a warthog, the next day you're on a ship going from Cape Town to Durban with some of South Africa's greatest scientists. The next day you're talking to Sierra, which was, I think, one of the interviews I'll never forget. So Yo TV is just that place where you get every extreme, and it was great.
Yeah. What has been your best shoot or slash interview? Because even while you were on Voice of Virtue, you like interviewed Johnny Clegg and Joanne Strauss, who I share a birthday with, but still hasn't tweeted me back, as I tweet her every single year.
Joanne. I love Joanne Strauss. Sure. One of the interviews I will never forget. Okay, let's go back to the Sierra one.
Yeah.
So I interview Sierra. Everything is nice. She's so pretty. And it was so cool seeing a global star right in front of me. Like, you know how these people feel distant from you?
Yeah.
Like they're this big idea. And when you meet them, they're just ordinary people. So seeing her in front of me was great. Talking to her was great. And then after that, my co-presenter had to interview Busta Rhymes. While I was waiting for that interview to finish, I put my phone in my bag. And then my producer said to me, okay, so we're going to run out and then we're going to interview all the kids outside, because it was the Coke Rock Core concert last year. Well, I think 2 years ago. Then when we were outside interviewing these kids, and I really didn't want to, because people are rowdy after a concert.
Yeah.
So we were doing this. Yeah. So everyone was like giving shout outs. Want to say hi to my mom, my dad, my whatever. I felt a hand go to my back and I stopped the interview. I said, no, something just happened. And I turned around. My phone was gone.
No.
So when they aired the insert, there was this guy putting his hand in my bag. You can actually see him.
Did we ever find him?
No, we didn't find him.
Shucks.
Because now I must go look all over South Africa for this guy who stole my phone. So when that thing happened where they robbed those people, they robbed that SABC reporter.
Yeah,
I was like,
stupid.
You're preaching to the choir. I've been there. I know what they're capable of. But that one was obviously different.
But how did you avoid not hamna hamna himna himna herring in front of like Sierra? Because I would think I am just patty on the floor.
The first time I was patty on the floor was not for Sierra. It was actually for Trevor Noah. Actually, my knees shook the day I saw him at Doppio Zero. And my friend was like, friend, Eye of the Tiger, you're going to go talk to him. You're going to go talk to him. I was like, okay, no, I can't. And when I went to go and speak to him, he actually pushed a chair out and said, sit down.
Wow.
And I said, what? Like, you want me to sit down? And as I was looking at one of my heroes face to face, and I got to spend obviously that lunch with him.
Yeah.
I realized, but he's just a person. He is just a person. Everybody is just a person. And that actually gave me courage to speak to people like Sierra. And Trevor's not even from the United States.
Done, dusted.
Done and dusted. So I was like, if I could make it through Trevor Noah, if I could make it through my first interview with Joanne Strauss, I can make it through Sierra.
And that's it. And that is why she's going to go on and conquer the world and be awesome. This is Untapped Talent right here on cliffcentral.com with myself, C.S. Sanguinifin, and Jessica at Being Jess. Because I think that's, you know, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, that should be a developed reality show now that she told us. So listen, the show is all about shining a spotlight on young up-and-comers. There we go. And so let's play a song now. This is a submitted song from a young up-and-comer themselves. They a three-piece electronica alternative pop outfit band from Johannesburg, South Africa. They're called My Age is Digital. And by the way, that's all one word. So we're going with it. They debuted an album called Exium. And that's a blend of elements from like alternative rock and pop and electro and electronica. Their first single, Killing TV, was released in August of 2013. And the full Exium album was released at the end of 2013. So the album is available for purchase on iTunes worldwide and can be previewed on SoundCloud as well. So I actually had a listen to the song as well. I kind of like it.
You kind of like it?
It's just that the title throws me off. It's called God Loves Zombies Too.
Okay, so let's hear it. Usually when a product is good, then we don't mind what it's called.
Okay.
So maybe we should just hear it.
There we go. Then let's do it. This is Untapped Talent.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
God loves all. is too. It's true. He do. God loves zombies too. It's true. He do.
On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff.
This is Untapped Talent with myself, C.S. Sangwenifin, rolling with At Being Jess. Jessica, I don't think you're like Jessica to me anymore. I think we can just go with At Being Jess from now on.
just At Being Jess. You know there's people who call me Being Jess.
Oh, there's like the hectic followers on Twitter.
Yes, there's another one who, hey man, Twitter's hectic. Like
Twitter is intense.
It's because of the stuff that I actually don't have WhatsApp.
You don't?
I don't have WhatsApp because of such things. I'm so open to people that WhatsApp is one of those places where people just take advantage. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go against the grain here and I'm just not going to. And that has actually shown me who my real friends are.
Yeah.
Somebody is a real friend if they will phone you.
And they need, okay, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually take that extra effort.
Yeah.
Okay, but we tweet.
We tweet, we Instagram. I love Instagram. Love, love, love it.
I think filter has to go down as one of the best inventions of the 21st century.
You know, people were actually filtering.
This sounds so superficial.
I know, but people were actually filtering photos even before the likes of Instagram came out. I used to sit on my computer and change the saturation and the hue and the color of my photos all the time.
Take out the red eye. Yeah, yes. It's the red eye, right?
I used to do that all the time. So when Instagram came out, I was like, this is nothing
I've been
new.
On this.
We've been filtering this life, actually.
It's kind of funny and sad at the same time that we're like agreeing with this. Okay, so we just played God Loves Zombies Too by up and coming band too. My Age is Digital. What do we think?
I like the riskiness yeah. of the sound. And it's actually not very far off from the beats that are coming out now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So am I giving this a rating? No.
I just want your Simon Cowell opinion on things. Even if it's not being mean. It's being nice.
I think it's good advert music.
Yeah.
It's good atmospheric music.
Yeah.
But it didn't stick out for me.
I always hate saying this, but it really didn't sound South African. And I know for me, it's like, what does South African sound like? But for a South African artist to think on a world platform where I think if you play this in a European club,
yeah,
it would work.
I think that it did sound very European to me as well. Yeah. So I would give it, okay, European, I would give it a 8 out of 10. South African.
I don't think we'll be bumping and grinding to it just yet.
No.
Just
but we
yet.
Will be hearing it in an advert. So, you know, corporate South Africa, watch out.
Yeah, what a great endorsement. Kudos on us. We
are kudos.
Nice to people here. So, listen, talking about European and whatnot and whatnot, I went to Korea Endeavor this year for the very first time. It was just held at the beginning of the week, from the 18th and 19th of May at the Sansan Convention Center. It was very, very cool. So it was like school children and anyone who is involved and interested in education galore. Like everywhere you look, just different stalls, people who are really interested gathered together. It really is just South Africa's number one destination for students, learners, job seekers, and young professionals.
Wow.
You know, they've just been around for a couple of years, but they've had like more than 14,000 visitors who've attended annually. And it's just people looking to take the next step in your education or your professional development. And it's just finding out whether you're passionate in like engineering or music or even how to fly a plane. Nochal, that is like where you go to really find out some cool information on that. So I chatted to a few people around the Sansan Convention Center and Korea Endeavor, and I actually got to know some interesting insight into these different things. And so one of the people that I spoke to goes by the name of Jessica as well. And she's all the way from Germany, actually. She works for the Belgium campus Varsity. So I spoke to her about education and why she's at Korea Endeavor herself. And so this is what she had to say. So I just had to stop by here because it's a huge like stall here, all dedicated to the Belgium campus Varsity. And I'm standing with Jessica. Jessica, fill us in. What's the Belgium campus all about?
The Belgium campus is the IT university. And actually, we offer everything about IT. It's called Belgium Campus because we have a kind of different way of, you know, teaching people. A good way that differs us from other universities is, for example, if you have a four-year degree, you usually get about 460 credits, and here you get about 506 credits. So if you finish your studies, you get a job guarantee for 100%, which is different and makes us unique, I think.
Wow, so already not that the fact that you're simply just tackling IT that makes you unique, but you're doing this like innovative way of education. How has the reception been like to this type of learning?
Excuse me again.
What has the reception been like? How are the pupils reacting to it? Are they gathering? Are they gaining the exposure and the experience that they need through this education?
It's very positive, especially because IT is getting more and more importance every year. Like, if you look at it, everyone has a cell phone. Everyone uses it, so it's growing, and people are very interested. So people are more asked in this sector, so everyone wants to work there. You won't have a problem. Every company will fight for you to get you if you're good, because people really see that we want to study, we want to learn, we are very innovative. We really want to do something with what we are doing. We want to help people to get better results.
And what would you personally say is the importance of IT in a country like South Africa?
I think South Africa is already pretty well developed, but I think there is much more to do. I'm from Germany.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
That's all I know. Guten Tag and Schnitzel. That's how I pass along.
Do you like Schnitzel?
Well, I'll just use it because it sounds nice.
It's amazing, by the way. You have to try it one day. But, for example, Germany is a country very well developed in IT. I think one of the most developed countries. So coming here to South Africa, I've been here only for like 4 days. And I see a big difference. I see the streets are different, you know. The people act differently. It's a very interesting thing for me. Also, because of IT, I think it has a lot of ways to get into the South African people even more, especially take out people that are very intelligent but don't have the chance to study that. And I think that's a good opportunity for people that really want to and are super intelligent but just don't have the opportunity to do that. I think it's a good way to get people into that sector.
Awesome. Thank you so much for making time for Cliff Central.
Thank you so much.
Awesome stuff. It's for cliffcentral.com, online radio station.
Okay.
Afterwards.
Yeah. So IT, getting into the future of why IT is important in South Africa, in education overall, I really do think Kuriendub is one of those places where, this is my Guru Petka moment of the day.
Okay.
When you go somewhere and when there are like-minded people all in one space for the greater good, nothing but good can come out of it. Do you know what I mean?
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Everyone was there because they genuinely believe in education, and everyone was there because they want to make something of themselves. And so I also spoke to some of the students who were there as well, young kids in high school, deciding what they want to do in the futures, et cetera, et cetera. They are, it's Musa, another, was it Jessica Overload?
Musa,
Jessica, and Nadine also spoke to them. They are in high school, and so deciding what they wanted to do afterwards as well,
okay,
and why they were at Kuriendub in the first place. This is what they had to say.
So still walking around Kuriendub, but getting a little vibe of all the people walking around here, getting different forms of education, and I bumped into Musa. Hey Musa, how you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. So is this your first time at Kuriendub?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and so what were you expecting as you walked in today?
Knowledge from just everywhere, and I got it.
Do you have a now almost little idea of what you want to do after school?
Yes, I've got three things. It's engineering, aeronautical, mechanical, electrical, but now it's going down to mechanical.
Okay, so I just looked at him and I did not know what he was saying, because engineering is like quite a little fancy-schmancy field. Why is it particularly important to you for South Africans to develop in engineering?
Well, because engineering is basically building of everything, so it's the future. So if you get more engineers, our technology will be as advanced as the Western and the Eastern countries, so it needs to improve.
Awesome. Which school are you from, by the way?
Bracken High School.
Bracken High School. Okay, so we're keeping the conversation going with all these pupils. Next up, Jessica, how are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Good, good. Okay, so do you have an idea of what you want to do?
Yes, I want to do commerce.
Ah, okay. And I see there's a bunch of different universities, etc., etc. Which one do you have an eye on?
WITS and UCT.
Why specifically those two?
Because they're the top two in the country.
Well. Okay, are you in matric?
Yes, I am.
And then let's speak things into existence. What are we hoping for results-wise at the end of the year?
5 distinctions, hopefully, yeah.
Well, you know it. All the best from our side, hey? And then, Nadine, let's round off. What have you been interested in here at Korea and Davin?
I've been interested in the Rand Water bursaries. They have a lot to choose from.
Okay, and why does that particularly interest you?
Because their bursaries are really good. They have microbiology, which I'm interested in, so I'm definitely going to have a look at that.
Of all things microbiology, why that specifically?
I don't know. I like biology, so I'm just interested in cells and organisms and all of that.
Okay. And so if you had to look at the vision of Korea and Dublin in 5 years' time, where would you like to see a convention such as this?
Right here.
Any way that can grow? Any feedback?
I think they could get more universities, like University of Pretoria, the actual universities, because they only have University of Johannesburg. But other than that, I think it's really good.
Awesome stuff. Musa, Jessica, Nadine, thank you so much for making time for Cliff Central.
Thank you.
Perfect. So cool to chat to young students who really care about the futures, etc. So Korea and Dublin, definitely one for the books. Do you remember like all those Korea expos? Did you go to any?
I did. I actually hosted a national roadshow for Three Ring Circus. There was one called Future Factory and Yo Future.
Oh, wow.
And that was a career expo.
Yeah.
And yeah, generally what I find with career expos is that they are great in giving information, but I have yet to find and maybe Korean Dubba did this and you can tell me,
mm-hmm.
something where young people get there and they experience different careers in one place.
Yeah.
You know, something where, because I've realized that a lot of South African youth, they have ideas of what they want to do, but they're not exposed to what they are interested in doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And, you know, Korean Dub actually made it nice and cool and different. Like there was an actual mini cockpit of an airplane there. You know, there's
cool.
a flight simulator. People stepped in and you really felt like you were, you know, head on, driving your own plane there, you know. And then I also like the engagement as well. You weren't just talking the talk of like, oh, it's great to go out there and study, but there were actually people, almost mentors there, that were making a difference. You know, Gareth Cliff spoke and they had different workshops where you could listen to the speakers and also engage in asking questions. So I really do think those type of things are pivotal and they really do make a difference. So until next year, I'll definitely be going down there as well. If you want more information, just head over to careerindaba.co.za. It's one for the books. Yes.
Sophie Ndaba.
Yeah. Okay, maybe they were not going for that, but okay. So listen, still we're still talking about young people and people who are talented, and we try to shine a spotlight on that, yes?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so I stumbled onto this person, and I don't know how I feel about them, per se, but let's give them a chance, ne?
Sure, well, we give chances for free.
So she goes by the name of Christina Caro.
Christina Caro.
She's from the Ukraine in a little town called Berezinetsa. Okay. So she's a singer-songwriter. She recently moved to the United States and she's searching for fame as a performer. And you know, as a performer, you write songs or you sing about things that are personal to you. You know, things that you relate to.
You know, the way your face is going. That whatever she's singing about sounds very personal. So let's hear what her struggles are. Pick your struggle.
It's close to her heart. So from the Ukraine and moving to the States, what do you think is close to her heart?
I think she's at a point of tension in her life. So there's the tension of home plus the excitement of the brand new world. So I think, yeah, I think that's definitely where she's at.
Well, her personal plea and her plight is all about, you know, being almost, you know, moving to a new country.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you move to the States, you need a green card.
Yeah.
So she wrote a song.
Don't say green card. Don't say green card.
It is titled Give Me Green Card. So this is Christina Caro with her latest single, Give Me Green Card.
Home of the brave. The land of opportunity.
We're giving a try, right? We're giving it.
I am a great asset to this country. Eh.
Christina Caro. Just a chart buster, isn't it not? Listen, it's a Friday, right?
I wish everyone could see this video. Like,
so, as if this song isn't awesome enough, there is a music video that accompanies it, and I have no words. Jessica, do you have words for this?
So think of a Hlokoloza combined with like a Soki and like a bikini that looks like an American flag vibe.
Yeah. As if it's not bad enough. I'm not like a stylish person. I'm no mentor in the style department.
Yes.
But she has light blue lipstick with the dark blue outline.
I give the song a red card. Honestly, I give the song a red card. I give the beat is actually good. But the lyrics, everything else, I give it a red card.
Do you know what will be the worst thing about this?
What?
We will leave the studio and we'll have this stuck in our heads.
I'm going to be in the shower today.
It is horrible.
Sia, and I blame you. But it's okay. You're exposing us to the world. I understand. You're exposing us to the world.
She's like a Ukrainian cowboy meets the Stars and Stripes of the U.S. Okay, I can't take it anymore. Thank you, Christina.
You've saved our lives, Sia.
You know what? At least I can say Untapped Talents is not biased.
You are right.
We show all types of people. Uh-huh. And we give them a voice. And that's what it's all about. Untapped Talent. That's a tagline for the show.
And you've given me a voice.
Yes. Hey. Can you believe that an hour's done and dusted?
That flew by. Flew by, Sia. And I've really had so much fun. This whole atmosphere is just amazing. And it's just been fun.
We allowed you to take selfies and we weren't judging you on that.
You know, like, you actually enabled my selfie vibe.
In the 21st century, I think these things are pivotal. So we're going to allow selfies.
We're going to allow them.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see your selfies as you continue with your shows over the next few weeks. So all the best to you.
Yes. Jessica, thank you so much for stopping by.
My absolute pleasure.
You've been absolutely awesome. I think that's the best thing ever. Yay. So as long as you had fun.
Are you giving me a green card? Are you giving me a green card?
I'm giving you a green card to come back and to just and chill with us whenever, wherever. Not Christina Caro's green card. But trust me, it has thousands of views on YouTube. If you need anything to just get into the weekend spirit and to light up your day, Christina Caro on YouTube, give me a green card. That was good.
I've said my piece.
We aren't going to say anything else other than that. You know, it has been an awesome, awesome show. Jessica stopping by, making the show absolutely awesome. And most importantly, thank you so much for listening in. It's another hour of Untapped Talent, shining a spotlight on young up and coming. That just says time to shut up and let us move out of the studio. Sex Talk with John T, Tamar, and Sexy Spiders. Up next, this is CliffCentral.com. Until next week, 9 a.m. on a Friday, my name is Sia, and I'll see ya.
CliffCentral.com.